Live from ATIA, this is Michael Loff, and joining me now is Bill McCann with Dancing Dots. How are you doing today, Bill?
Good. Nice to be here, Mike.
Hey, I appreciate it. First, let's tell people, I'm sure some in the music realm know what you do, but let's tell folks what Dancing Dots, what your company is and what you offer.
Okay, well, Dancing Dots is a company that I founded almost 17 years ago, and the mission is to support blind musicians and those people who support them through developing and adapting technology.
And so what kind of software might that include?
Well, we can help blind musicians in three areas. First would be, I'm blind and people are giving me this music I need to learn, and it's all in this print stuff I can't read. So we can scan the music, the computer can play it back to you, and then we can turn it into a Braille score if you read Braille. Second area would be, okay, I'm blind and I have all these ideas in my head. I want to print them out and give them to sighted people to play my music. So we have a system where you can type or play on a musical keyboard attached to your computer, revise it, listen back, and then print it out and give it to a sighted musician. And then the third main thing is we have an access solution to a mainstream product called Cakewalk Sonar, and we can make multi-track recordings. You can sing or play into a mic, play and trigger electronic sounds with a keyboard, mix it all down to an MP3 file or whatever, burn it to a CD, upload it to your website, that kind of thing.
And what version are you up to? It seems like you put out an email not too long ago. There's been some kind of update or upgrade to...
Yeah, we're up to, you know, we're constantly trying to catch up because the access solution to Sonar is based on a JAWS script. So every time there's a new version of JAWS or a new version of Sonar, or even more recently, a new version of Windows, we're always trying to catch up. So the nice thing is right now we're at the current versions of all of those things. You can run under Vista if you like with Sonar 8 and Cake Talking for Sonar 8 with JAWS 10 or whatever.
I know one of the things with doing music or multi-track is knowing and having good sound cards. What might you recommend someone do on that front to make sure that they're going to get the best out of your software?
Yeah, that's a good question. It is important to have a sound card that has what we call low latency. In other words, latency is a fancy word for delay. You can get a little delay for playing back MP3 files, but when you're recording live audio, you don't want that because bad things can happen. So we've been recommending... a device called Firebox. It's from Presonus, and it connects via FireWire. It's very quick, and multi-inputs and outputs, and high bit rates. I think it can go up to 96K or 192K or some crazy thing.
So I've been learning the hard way that these common Creative Labs cards really are not the best for this kind of work. Is that correct?
That is true. And a lot of consumers don't understand that. They can say, I got the best sound blaster there is, or whatever it is. But for this kind of thing, it is definitely, you just need a lot more horsepower for that kind of thing.
So it isn't just the PC performance, you need something good on board on that card.
That's
as
right.
Well.
You do need a minimum of 1 gig of RAM, you need a fastest processor you can get. Multi-core processors are best now with dual-core, quad-core, that kind of thing. Because there's a lot going on under there. There's a lot. Audio just takes a lot of processing.
Can it be accomplished through any type of USB devices if someone doesn't have the FireWire?
There are USB devices. I haven't found one I really like a lot. I mean, if you're doing one or two tracks of audio, they can probably handle it. But if you get much past that, a lot of the USB cards start dropping out. And that's a bummer when you're right in the middle of a hot vocal or something. And you hear drop out and you're done.
Yeah, not good. It just ruins the mood.
You know? Yeah, you kind of...
ruins the whole flow of the session there.
That's exactly it, yeah.
So how much does the software cost, Sonar?
Well, Sonar has a few different price points based on whether you're a student or if you want the full edition. I'd say the price range going from, you know, I'm a student all the way out to I'm a pro is probably between $200 and $600. Then we sell our scripts just under 300, a script and tutorial package that teaches you how to use Sonar as a blind person. And then for your sound card, you're going to pay anywhere for $200 or $300. So you're probably, you're probably in there anywhere from the whole
package.
About a G. Yeah, maybe up to that.
Up to 1,000.
You know, The notation stuff, to do the scanning, the editing, the accessible editor for notation, and transcribing it to Braille or printing the music, that package is $11.95 now. That's the current price. There is a light version for $7.49. And the only difference is that Braille music, unlike print music, has different formats depending on the, you know, whether it's a single line instrument or a vocal or a keyboard. So with the light version, you just say, all I want to do is keyboard stuff. And then you have everything else, but you can only transcribe keyboard music.
And this may show my musical ignorance here, but what about knowing which keyboards are going to work with Sonar?
Well,
is there a certain interface for compliance, or how does that work?
Pretty much the newest keyboards, MIDI keyboards, unless it's a flat-out toy, is going to have a MIDI port on it or a USB, or more commonly a USB connector. So it's getting much simpler to connect keyboards. And then after that, it's really a lot of preference. I mean, buying a keyboard is a lot like buying a car or buying a pair of shoes.
Well, and there's a whole accessibility factor, and people have to accept, I don't say have to, but seem to accept, because maybe there's no choice, that they can use part but not all of the functionality of the keyboard. Or are any particular keyboards you might recommend?
Well, if you have the money for it, the Yamaha Motif is a beautiful keyboard, beautiful sounding, and it's fairly accessible to a blind person. There really is no fully, completely accessible keyboard out there that we can use 100% of the features. But the Motif is nice because the menus don't wrap around. You can start somewhere, press a few buttons, and know where you are if you pay attention. But all of these things have these LCD displays that presume that you can see what menu you're in, and it's a challenge to blind people.
So none of them have any kind of PC control-based software where you can control your settings from the PC, load configurations and so forth.
There is some software for an older keyboard, the Kurzweil 2600, that some very smart blind guys wrote, but they were only able to write it because the people who designed the Kurzweil built that in and made that possible. Unfortunately, most of the manufacturers don't expose that kind of information, so you know you can't get at it.
Do you have demos where people can take the software for a test spin, or how does that work so they get a feel for it?
Well, the notation software, we do have evaluation, timed evaluation copies. The scripts for Sonar, unfortunately, they're either authorized or they're not. So the best we can do is if you go to dancingdots.com and you click on the presentations link, you will hear audio, and there are also some audiovisual presentations of the products, including a detailed, maybe 40-minute presentation on Sonar.
So it's dancingdots.com, right?
That's right.
Then you have an email or phone number where people can contact you if they have some specific questions?
Sure. If you want to email me, it's info@dancingdots.com. And our phone is 610-783-6692. And we'd be happy to hear from you.
Okay. It's Bill McCann with Dancing Dots. Thanks for dropping by.
Hopefully
we'll send some new customers your way.
Okay.
And enjoy. Hope you do well here in 2009.
Thank you so much.